have a question written to us from Trevor watching on YouTube Live. Trevor writes the following, Carlo. A Protestant friend once said that he was fine with the intercession of the saints, but he said he would not do it because he can just go straight to Jesus.
Right.
How can you show that you should ask the saints for intercession?
Yeah, well, a very important passage, Cy, for Trevor, was it?
Yes, Trevor.
For Trevor, who's out there listening in YouTube land, right?
Yeah.
A very important passage is St. Paul's writing in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 20 through 21. St. Paul literally says that one member of the body cannot say to another member of the body, and we're talking about the mystical body of Christ, the church,
right.
I have no need of you, right?
Right.
So the idea of going straight to Jesus and not the saints is something foreign to the Christian understanding of the church and the communion of the holy ones, the hagioi, right? I love that.
That's Greek.
That sounds, it's Greek, but it sounds Chinese when I say it. But so what we have here is one member cannot say to another member, I have no need of you. So it's not a matter of Jesus or the saints or Jesus excluding the saints. It's a matter of both and. Only because this is how Jesus set it up. Jesus willed that we would communicate life to each other through our intercessory prayers, in and through him, not apart from him, but in and through his unique mediation. This is why the Bible teaches us that we are members of Christ's body. And as such, we can communicate life to each other through our prayers. And that in no way takes away from Jesus' unique mediation. It establishes it because we're actually participating in it, which is the very will of Christ himself. So it's not a matter of Jesus or the saints. It's both and, because this is how Jesus set it up. So asking the saints to pray for us doesn't take away from the glory of Jesus. It actually manifests it.
And Father Serber was saying last hour that the point of all of this is to be friends with Jesus. By all this, he means the whole Catholic faith. The whole point of it is, do you think that it's the role of the saints to help us to be better friends with Jesus?
Amen. As Mary would say herself,
I got one right.
You got one right. Give me five, Si. You got it, brother. As Mary herself would say at the wedding feast of Cana in John chapter 2, do what he tells you, right?
Yeah, right.
Mary and all the saints are always pointing us to Jesus. Their intercessory role is oriented or is directed toward leading us to a deeper relationship with Jesus. You know, the book of Hebrews has a great depiction of the great cloud of witnesses in Hebrews 12:1. And this cloud of witnesses are the saints. Hebrews chapter 11 gives a litany of Old Testament righteous people who are in this great cloud, which represents the glory of God. And they're witnessing our race of salvation. They're not just passive spectators and saying, oh, I hope Carlo makes it. No, they're imitating Jesus, because Jesus is the one who forever intercedes for us, and we're called to imitate Jesus. So the saints in heaven, as the cloud of witnesses, are imitating Jesus and interceding for us so that we may achieve the end of the race, the reward, namely our salvation.
Amen, brother.